This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. So you're familiar with fake designer handbags and imitation Apple stores. Well, the state of Idaho is worried about knockoff potatoes. Idaho is trying to block a trademark on its name in Turkey, of all places. Jessica Robinson reports on why a Turkish company wants its own private Idaho.
If you want to get an idea of how serious Idaho is about its potatoes, you don't need to go to a farm. All you need is a busy street. Every standard issue license plate here in Idaho is emblazoned with the words, Famous Potatoes. So it's no surprise that alarm bells went off in Idaho last month. That's when the state learned a Turkish company was trying to trademark the Idaho name.
I think it's clear. They want to create a brand and they want to call it Idaho.
Patrick Cole handles legal affairs for the Idaho Potato Commission. He says the trademark would mean if Idaho producers sell their potatoes in Turkey, they wouldn't be allowed to put the word Idaho on them. Cole worries the closely guarded phrase Idaho potatoes could become generic.
You can look at a lot of terms that historically were associated with places, whether it's Brussels sprouts, cheddar, feta. These terms have become generic, so they're not capable of being protected any longer.
Cole points to the struggle of winemakers in Champagne, France, to reclaim the exclusive rights to their name. The Idaho legislature is eager to pick the same fight. State Representative Ken Andrus called the foreign trademark alarming.
To protect that good Idaho label, something needs to be done.
The Idaho legislature unanimously passed a resolution against the Turkish trademark. But on the House floor, Phyllis King, a Democrat from Boise, had a question.
Why do the people in Turkey think that they can use the Idaho label? I mean, why do they want to do that?
Why indeed? Let's ask someone who knows her Turkish.
I'm just very puzzled.
Palin Basca teaches Turkish language and literature at Portland State University.
Idaho itself does not mean anything in Turkish, and I've tried different variations on this. Idaho, it's not even remotely Turkish.
For an answer, I turned to the Turkish agricultural company itself. It's called Beta Ziraat. After unanswered emails to the company and its attorney, I tried calling.
Thank you for calling Beta Agriculture and Trade Company.
I eventually reached a manager who didn't want to be identified on air. He says there's no real attachment to the word Idaho. It's just Turkish farmers like foreign-sounding names. The company plans to use the Idaho label to market its own brand of vegetable seeds. But he says Beta Ziraat has no intention of using the name on potatoes. According to the manager, Turkish patent authorities are already reconsidering the trademark because of the reaction in the U.S. Bob Cumbo is a trademark and copyright lawyer in Seattle. He says even if Idaho wins this round, the global economy is making it tougher for places with unique names to control their brand.
Because the whole idea of having globally enforceable geographical indications is still in discussion and dispute. The standards are going to vary from country to country, and for that reason, it's going to be hit or miss where you can actually enforce these.
So far, the state's Potato Commission has trademarked the name Idaho and phrases like grown in Idaho in 10 countries. But that leaves out a lot of places, including Turkey. In Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, I'm Jessica Robinson for Marketplace.